You're listening to the Online Empire Academy broadcast, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey to entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes, no living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Bartlett and Dean Soto.
Hey guys, welcome to the Online Empire Academy podcast. This is Dean Soto, and you are going to notice something a little bit different in this particular podcast. But before I get to that, one really cool thing that we're going to be doing is we are going to start doing live podcasts. That's right, we are going to start doing live podcasts. How cool is that? Now, why would you want to attend one of these live podcasts? Well, the main reason why you want to do it is because we have an exclusive Q&A after each podcast. So while you might be hearing this on Stitcher, you might be hearing this on iTunes, and the podcast ends, after the podcast ends, we will do, whether it's me or Josh or Brett, we will actually do a live Q&A session after that. Now, really, really cool thing is that even if you're not able to attend the live session, if you actually register for it, you will also get access to that Q&A. We post these live podcasts, the links to the replays, about a week or two after we actually have done the podcast. But if you register, you get it pretty much within the next few hours after it's completed. So it's just another great reason why you would want to do that. But ultimately, if you want to reach out to one of us and ask a whole bunch of questions, that is the place to do it live. So if you wanted to do that, where do you go? Well, you go to www.theonlineempireacademy.com/live podcast, theonlineempireacademy.com/live podcast, and you can sign up. So I do a podcast specifically about business strategies and technology and really cool online marketing stuff. Josh Woodward and I also do a podcast on physical product selling. So that's eBay, Amazon, things like that. So you can sign up for either one of those live podcasts and start interacting and asking questions and all that other cool stuff. And we're going to be doing that and building up a whole library of different classes and podcasts and things like that over the next few years. So hopefully this will be an awesome resource for you. It's just one other way that we're able to provide value to you. And if you love it, please, please, please definitely attend one of those. If you can't attend live, it will be worth it. And that being said, this particular podcast, we're going to be using a webinar that Josh and I recently did where he talks about how he goes and sells on Amazon, what he does, his secrets to selling on Amazon. So it's a little bit different than what you're used to. And I'll only be sharing a small portion of this particular podcast, of this particular webinar. If you want to get the whole entire replay, which includes all of the Q&A and stuff like that, you can go to theonlineempireacademy.com. And you can click the up on the top, go to My Products, or it's Products actually up on top, and you go there and you'll have access to that particular replay, which has all of the good stuff in it as well. All right. That being said, here is Josh Woodward talking about how he sells on eBay. All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome. Let me make sure everything is all good here. Let's see you. Go down the list, see who's here. Rick, Steven, Caroline, Cheryl, another Rick, Glenn. There's about 95 people, so I can't go through all of them. Kent. Nice to see you, Kent. Don, Ann, Felicia. Felicia, how's it going? Selena, Shem. Awesome. 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 We're going to get started in about 1 minute here. And let me introduce you to the main man, Josh Woodward. Josh, go ahead and say hi.
What's up, y'all? How you guys doing? It's good to be here. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Jordan says, Dean, what's with the flat screen? Looking good, my brother. That's how I roll, Jordan. That's how I roll. That is 99% of the time, that is either Baby Einstein or Little Einstein or Dora the Explorer. I don't think I've actually watched anything on that for the last few years, actually.
Hey, at least you're on that. I'm still in a garage, so hey.
All right, guys. So what we're gonna do is we have that chat room up, and if you have any questions, feel free. We're gonna answer questions near the very end, unless it's a really good question, and I'll break in and ask the question for you. There is actually an option to make your comment a question. And Daryl says, nice setup in the background. Scott says, it looks like a Heil PR-40. You are right, Scott. That is exactly what this mic is. Love it. On top of that, so we will also be starting in about 1 minute. Just wanted to make sure everyone got here. But excited to be able to do this for you guys. Completely free. No pitch webinar, which is very rare these days. Love it. And get a drink and we'll get started. All right. So let's get started. So if you don't know me, my name is Dean Soto. I am the Chief Marketing Automation Officer for Bartlett Enterprises, as well as the Online Empire Academy. And that's a fancy title for I do all the online stuff and make it happen and work automatically. And with me today, we have another team member, part of Brett Bartlett's team, Josh Woodward, who is his eBay guru up in Redding, California. And what we wanted to do, the reason why we're doing this totally free webinar, is because we are on a mission to bring a ton of amazing content to you guys, really build a community in a consistent fashion that we can all come together and help each other, whether it's eBay or whether it's Amazon or whether it's online marketing, whatever it is, to come together, share ideas. So Josh is actually going to partner up with other people and bring them on webinars like this and on the Online Empire Academy podcast, things like that. And because we really, really, really want to build a huge cohesive community. Thank you so much for being here. It's going to be really, really awesome. So because there's no pitch or anything like that, the only thing that we do ask, and you don't have to do it, but there should be some social sharing icons on the bottom. If you love us, if you love Josh, poor Josh, he needs love. If you can love him enough to click on one of those sharing apps, that would be awesome. It's either Twitter or Facebook, and people who join later can actually get a replay of this. So, all right, Josh. So here's Josh Woodward. I want to turn this over to him. Josh is going to introduce himself. Take it away, Josh.
How you guys doing? So I'm Josh Woodward. I live in Redding, California, pretty much as far north California as you can get. Just a little town out here. I came up here to be a part of a ministry school, and am finishing my third year of that this year. Kind of realized about a year into ministry school that I needed money. And so started with the eBay game pretty soon after that. Been working with Brett and his team for the last 2 years. It's been super fun, super great team, super fun environment. It's been good, but I've definitely had to learn eBay on the go, as well as learning eBay while doing something else. So if I can do it, you guys can do it. I was a full-time student, and now I'm doing this pretty much full-time now. So I'm super excited to be here and kind of share the knowledge that I have.
That's awesome, man. That is so cool. So before we start, I do want to ask, so I'm actually going to put this poll up real quick. What is everybody's eBay level? So you should see the poll up there right now. Go ahead and start clicking. This way it kind of helps us to kind of guide this talk in a way that's going to be most beneficial to everybody. So right now, which is cool, looks like we have about, most people are beginner to average, so that's cool. We have a couple experts. I'm still waiting for Jordan to click the I am the expert on this. Jordan, if you can go and click that, hurry up, please.
It's good.
He's not clicking. You're modest. You're too humble, Jordan. Appreciate it. Okay, so it looks like the vast majority is beginner to average. A few experts. So cool to have you guys, because you'll add a ton of value to this as well. And I do believe that you will still get some golden nuggets from this. So awesome, guys. I really appreciate you taking the time to let us know. All right. So Josh, take it away. What are your 5 simple secrets, man?
Okay, so my 5 simple secrets, first off, they kind of just developed over time, just trying to figure out what are the best ways to do this. I'm gonna start out, even before I hit the 5 points, I have 3 things that you guys need. Number 1 is the official eBay app. You cannot leave home without it. If you're garage sailing, if you're doing anything with retail stores, anything that you plan on selling on eBay, you need the eBay app. It's the greatest tool. I use it every single day. And I typically do it's probably 80% of all that I do on eBay is based from my phone. So if you guys have a smartphone, download the app. It will save your life. Second is, it's kind of just something that I use and I like, is the Amazon Price Check app. That has absolutely changed my life. I'm able to scan anything from anywhere. You're able to do the same thing from eBay, but it kind of gives me a different venue to test and look at what my product is worth. The third thing is, get a notebook. Carry around a notebook. I have one in my car all times. Whenever I'm out, whenever I'm doing anything and I pick up a product, I just jot it down what I bought it for. It ends up helping on the long run way, way more, because you have a reference to what you paid for it and what you intend to sell. So those are the top 3 things. If you want to get started, this is the best way to do it. Let's get into it. 5 simple secrets for easy eBay profits. Number 1, don't just know your product, love your product. I cannot even begin to tell you how valuable this is. There's a ton of different websites. There's a ton of different ways to find out what products are hot. Do it. Do the research up front. It will help you way more on the back end. If you're able to find out, hey, you know, what are the products I'm into that also sell really well? So for instance, one of the things that I love that I will sell on sides is Nerf guns. They are a hot seller. We cannot keep them in stock. So that's kind of an exclusive for you guys. This is something that you can latch onto. I have studied which Nerf guns sell the best, which ones are a pain in the butt to ship. I've begun to study all of that. So I would say pick 3 things that you like out of the top sellers and go after them. Study them. Figure out all the different aspects of them that you like and enjoy, and then dig into them. The next part of that is, ask around. The people around you are the best resource that you can possibly have. There's somebody who has the next product that will blow your profits out of the water. So for instance, my fiance is, she's an assistant at a school, and she'll go and ask the kids, hey, you know, what are your favorite items? And they're like, you know, I love Doc McStuffins. And so we'll go out and we'll try to find products around Doc McStuffins and see how they sell. Your kids, your nephews, your nieces, the kid down the street, I don't care. Just go to them, ask questions, as well as family members. The people, your immediate community around you, is the best resource you can possibly have to understanding what products are going to sell. So yeah, the number one, do research, love your product, do it. It's way worth it. Number two is customer service. Customer service is absolutely everything. You can have great product, you can have great shipping, you can do all of that, but if your customer service isn't there, you're nothing. It's pointless. Along with that, your sales rank is so, so important. It's so important to make sure that you're communicating with your community, communicating with your buyers. For instance, like I said, with the Nerf guns, I have people who are continually buying Nerf guns from me because I've had great customer service. I've made sure to answer messages. I've made sure to be there for them when they need it. Kind of just a top tip is if somebody messages you, try to message within that same day. I know it may be an inconvenience in the moment, but it gets sales and committed buyers for the long run. It's so, so key that you do that. And pride yourself on the quick response. Really make sure that you're going out of your way to be kind and considerate. You know, I'm always like, hey, thank you for your interest in our product. And then I end it always with, if there's anything else we can help you with, please, please, please let us know. I know it's very elementary and a lot of this training will be, but there are things that you need to build your foundation on. If you don't have this foundation, your eBay company is not going to run as smoothly as possible. Number three is hours versus production. This is super, super key. Your hours versus product as well as production is, you have to boil down your time and the product you're spending the time on. So here, I'll show you guys an example. This was a horrible idea. This is just a PS3 gun. What we thought was, oh man, it sells for 15 bucks. The dude sold it to us for a quarter. We're like, great, killer profits, right? The problem is this thing was covered in Sharpie. Worst idea we ever had, because now we probably have an hour into cleaning it and we haven't finished cleaning it yet. So please, please, please recognize the product that you have, recognize the hours of time that you're going to have into that product and calculate it out. The best tip that I can give for you guys is the sell now. If you look on every single eBay listing, there's under the picture a button that says sell now. If you're researching and you find somebody's listing that you like, click the sell now. Because that it eBay does this. eBay's a genius, you know, it's a genius marketing opportunity, because once you click the sell now, it's going to generate a ton of information that you no longer have to put in. It's going to cut your time in half. I promise you, this is such a key. You don't have to make the listing alone. It's not something you guys have to do. Sell now will become your best friend. It will help you in the pack times when you're shipping a ton of stuff out, as well as the times when you have nothing else to do. The more you list, the more sales you get. I know, again, it's elementary, but it's super important that you get this into your head. The more quantity that you have, the more people are going to be watching you. The more sales rank that you get, the more people are going to be watching you. What you have to understand is again, I know I hit on this earlier, but you always will have time to do this business. What this business isn't for is the people who are, you know, working an 8-hour week already. It's just, that's not going to work for you. You know, I had a 40-hour work week with school. And then I would be working potentially 20 to 30 hours a week with Brett and his team on eBay. And I did it, but it is a lot of time. So make sure that you are looking at your time. Again, I want to bring it back to your hours versus product. Don't overload yourself with thousands of items if you don't have 1,000 hours to ship out, if you don't have 1,000 hours to list. Make sure that you're calculating that in before you buy a ton of product. Now, we have two different accounts running through Brett's stuff, and our account is actually quite small. We're doing about $3,000 a month, but we're also putting in just a little bit of time to that account. The other account, we have three people working on that account at all times, and that makes $12,000 a month. So it's you have to justify your cost, make sure that you're running your numbers and figuring out how much time can I put to this account. Number four is check your flip rate. Something we use in our little eBay community is your flip rate. We typically do three to five times flip rate up here, and then down south in Southern California, they're up to about 10 times flip rate. So make sure you know your numbers before you go out. Now, what a flip rate is in simplicity is if I buy it for $1, I'm selling it for $10. That's a 10 times flip rate. Other words, it's a 10 points. And you know, if you put it like basketball, the more points you have, the better you are. So you guys make sure that as you're going out, if I'm going to, Goodwill, if I'm going to a garage sale, I'm making sure that I know what my flip rate is going to be before I go out. It's really dangerous just to go out and not take note of what that flip rate is going to be, because you end up buying, you know, a stormtrooper helmet for $50, find out, you know, it's only going to sell for $100. That's not a good investment. Obviously, it's investment 101. So make sure you're keeping that in track and on time. Also, set your lowest price. What you have to realize is eBay takes a percentage of everything that you do. For instance, if you sell for, you know, you do $2,000 worth of sales, it potentially could come out at like $300 to $500 worth of what sale they end up taking on taxes. So make sure you're taking that into account before you buy the product. Our price is $7.99. We do not spend above seven, or we don't buy anything that sells under $7.99. We just don't do it. It's not worth our time. It's not worth the shipping. It's not worth the listing. So to kind of break it down, it's if you set your price at $10, I am not buying anything that sells lower than $10 on eBay. What that's going to look like is you're going to have $5 of time and eBay expenses out of that. So that leaves you with $5. Then you have the cost of the product, which let's call it $2. You're going to have $3 of profit left. That's not a huge margin. So make sure you're establishing yourself on your flip rate. I'm not willing to go anything below a 3x flip rate. I'm buying it for $1, selling it for $3. Also, establish what your sale price will be. I'm not going to sell anything below $2 or $10. Just do it. Trust me, it'll save so much headache in the long run. Number five is fast and efficient shipping. Free flat rate boxes. You guys, this is a top tip. Don't lose out on this opportunity. Flat rate shipping boxes from USPS will change your life. You can get free shipping boxes from the UPS store. If you go to their store, it's store.ups.com, and you look in their subcategory, you'll see free shipping supplies. I just got 100 of these shipping boxes. I use them all the time, and I got it 100% free. The post office lady just dropped it off at my door, which was awesome. And now I have free boxes to ship 24/7. I mean, I never have to go out and buy a box if I don't want to. So you guys, please, please, please take advantage of that. Obviously, if you need bigger things, you know, you have the bigger items. UPS has great prices on their boxes. Also Home Depot. I use Home Depot's boxes, their normal shipping boxes or moving boxes, all the time. They're a little bit more expensive, but I always calculate it into my cost of what my item is. But they end up saving your life because you don't have to wait for shipping. You don't have to wait for shipping. You don't have to wait for anything like that. You literally just go out and get them. Second tip to that is always check your shipping and weight prices before you list. It's so important that you're checking those, because if you don't check those, you are going to eat it on the back end. I cannot tell you how many things I've put up and I've listed trusted eBay's prices on their shipping and totally ate the cost of the item in the end. And I didn't make anything on it. Check your weight, weigh your dimensions, you know, make sure your weight and dimensions are spot on before you list. I'm telling you, you will save so much money in the long run if you do this. My last portion to this is, do your best to ship the product the day of or the day after. Again, I have continual customers buying from my page because I've chosen to pride myself on shipping the same day. Just do it. It will end up saving you. I don't care if it's 12 o'clock at night, throw the thing in a priority mail packaging box and ship it out. I think we're going to be running in a few weeks. We're going to be running a shipping webinar or something like that, so you guys can know we've created curriculum on shipping and how to ship and how to do that stuff. So please keep your eyes open for that. So let's recap. Number one, don't just know your product, love your product. Please, you guys, fall in love with what you're doing. If you don't love your product, why should your customers love their product? Just understand that your desire, my desire to continue eBay, has been based on me loving product. I love vinyl records. If you guys want to send me records, please do. I will eat them up. I have pride myself on loving that product and understanding and researching and digging into what is the best records. What am I going to sell them at? Just love your product, you guys. Customer service, number two. Don't lose your customer service. Don't forget to answer questions. I don't care how petty it is. Do it. It's better for you to refund a customer than to fight the customer. It's not worth your time to lose that customer. It's better to get the good review and send him the money back and let him keep the item. Trust me, it works. Just trust me on that. Hours versus product. Make sure that you're looking the item over. Make sure that you're testing it before you buy it, or, you know, looking it over and making sure that there's no scuffs, scratches, anything. It's way worth your time in the end to do that. Again, you guys, check your flip rate. It's not worth losing money. Just check it. Make sure that you go out and you're confident in what you're going to buy items for. Also, be confident in what your sale price is. Don't go below that $7.99 mark is what we go. We never buy anything. Make sure you're being attentive to that when you're out buying. I don't care how good the item is. Make sure that there's a profit margin in there for you. When you're out, hunt and buy accordingly to those numbers. Please, you guys, it's so, so crucial that you do that. Fast and effective shipping speaks for itself. Get it out in time and make sure that you are on top of that with your customers. It's way worth it. You guys will get continued customers. It's from experience I'm talking to you guys. So yeah, that's the end of the five awesome, super great steps to easy profit.
Thank you for listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast, help us make more by rating us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We'll see you next time.